You signed it.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this. Your phone speaker is what's on the road.
There's Tom.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In today's parsha, the ikir, the mivchon, the test to distinguish between Aaron Kedush Hashem and Korach is affected through the ketores. And even afterwards, there is a terol magefa in Kol Yisrael, and Aaron comes with the machta, with the ketores, v'yamid ben ha-meisim v'rachayim v'atei otzer ha-magefa. Tells us the shayla, a very simple, basic, fundamental question. Korach was ma'ar on kuhunas, ar, everything. The Kohen Gadol does numerous unique, distinctive avodas. Why is the test that which distinguishes is dafke through the avod of keteris? What is special about keteris that becomes the difference between ar and Korach? Why dafke keteris? Ke'emze, one could ask some. The pashto saksuvim. It's just simple if you read the text. What was the error of Korach? On Aaron Mahuki Talinov. Right? Yeah? Bikashtim Gam Kuhun. Oibazoish tells us the Shaila, the Rebbe asked the Kutasichas. What the Gemara says in Baba Basra and Sanhedrin, what was the tshuva of Korach? When they cry out, Moshe Emes V'Teiros Yemes. If the Iker error was an Aaron, why are they, where does Moshe Rabbeinu come in the picture? Emes Taka. In order to deny the uniqueness of Aaron, they had to deny the uniqueness of Moshe. But the Iker, the Pashto Saksuvim, is about the uniqueness of the Kohen, of Aaron. And yet the Tshuva is in crying out, Moshe Emes V'Serosimus. And after you see later in the whole Hemshech HaParsha, deals again with the uniqueness of Aaron, this Porach Mata Aaron, and then becomes HaKorev, HaKorev El Mishken Hashem Yumos, the uniqueness of Kehanim, and then you have the story of the Matos Kehuna, the Alachos, right? It's all about Kedushas HaKoyim. And yet Chazal connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshe. Umbe Emes, point number three, the Yushalmi in Sanhedrin says that Rav, Omar Rav, that Korach was an apikursi, he was a heretic. That Korach came with a talish called Tchelis, and he asked Moshe, talish with Chayiv, is it this or not? Moshe said Chayiv. Then he asked another kasha, bayis mo'isforam, is Chayiv and Mezuzah, potter min Mezuzah, when Moshe said Chayiv. So Korach therefore says, Moshe Shom, our Korach, ein teira min ha-shamayim, v'lei Moshe novi, v'lei Aaron Kohen Gadol. So he denied the concept of teira min ha-shamayim. The Chur, this goof is very difficult. Was Korach not standing at Har Sinai? Fakir, this whole taina madu at this nasu al Hashem, Chazal say that we all heard on Leichi, right? If you all heard with ear by Maimon Har Sinai, how could you taina that Torah is not Minash Shemayim? So perhaps you could say, he agreed, he heard on Leichi v'ilicha, but he didn't hear Torah tzivah on the other 611 mitzvahs, right? Yeah, so what is the raya that we all, what is the taina of Korach that's called Eidol Kulam Kedoshim? If he was missing 611 of 613 mitzvahs, there's missing salt and pepper to explain what exactly did Korach want. And the Iker Kasha, which has bothered me for many, many years, right? According to the Yerushalmi, Korach was apikurs, a min, a heretic, an unbeliever. Self is problematic for a variety of reasons. If so, why do we find it in Sforim HaKadosh? But I explained many times in the past. The godless of Korach, the Satmar Rebbe always quoted his Zayn, the Yisrach Moshe, remembered his previous Gilgulim, what he was in previous lives. And he said when there was Machloikius of Korach, he sat on the fence. He was indecisive. His Einikul Yisrach asked, if you would have known the godless of Korach, you would have understood why I sat on the fence. And we all know the Kuditeir from the Rizal, the Yalkut Ruveni has brought that Tzaddik, Katomer, Yifrach, and Seifetavis, Korach. The Chayyus used to speak about the Heilig Zayt, the Korach. My holy grandfather, Korach, descendant from Shmuel, all the Horowitz family, a descendant from Shmuel, who was a descendant of Korach. right? How could you say someone was a tzaddik, tzaddik, a tamar yifroch, if on the one hand, on the other hand, there's not bikurs? Yeah. Question number five, but also obvious, glaring question, without even going into the text. If you look at the name of the parasha, it's called Kirch. Ask some sefer, I'll tell you in the truth. Who in the world, what Yiddish father would give his child a name Kirch? Kirch is one of the Kirch ben Alifas ben Esau, one of the Alufi Esau. Why would the Gemara says B'shem Rishonim Yirkav Le'maskinu B'shmai? You don't name a Jewish child after a Rosh. What kind of tzaddik Yitzar gives a name to a son after the family of Esau Rosh? Moreover, question number seven, in Sfarim HaKadoshim is brought from the Sreliskir. Million think of words. Is the machlikas between Moshe and Kairach is al derech the machlikas between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in the order of putting on tefillin. The parshiyos in the tefillin. Right? Whether it's Kadesh, where you give Yacha, Shema, Vahim Shemoyah, Kashitas Rashi, Kashitas Rabbeinu Tam, that Avoyah is Be'emza, Kadesh, where you give Yacha, Vahim Shemoyah, and Shema. And it's brought that when the vort of the Sreliskir reached that Teresvidas in the Chover, he wrote him a tshuva and a beer on this vort, took 50 pages. I'm a simple guy, I don't know the Rosen, but what in the world, how do I begin to understand the connection between Machlikas Moshe and Kairach with the Machlikas of Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in the Siddur of the Order of Tfilah? It's like pilly ploys. The Rashi says, just in the first also, Kairach ben Yitzer ben Kahas ben Levi. Why doesn't it say ben Yankov? Because Yankov Avinu is in Paris Yechi, says to Levi, be kolam al techa kivoidi, don't mention my name in connected to Parshas Kairach. When is in Miyachas after Kairach al Duchon? By Yankov Amber by the Duchon, when they sang. With everybody, all before Shemas. Oh, you're pulling the wool out. If it doesn't say Kairach ben Yitzhar ben Kaas ben Levi ben Yankiv, I'm not going to know that Yankiv Avinu is the Chazed. Zulkari Berab, everyone knows that Levi was one of the good days to shift the Kaas, the sons of Yankiv. And why Dafka is Yankiv, is Kairach ben Yachas after Yankiv Avinu, Dafka al Duchana when it comes to singing Shira on the platform? What's the episode? No, I saw a vort in the Jikavadayan of Eltera. Kairach ben Yitzar is begin matria has nailechas. Modesty, humility, that's this. I can't think of another biblical character that the head, the mamish, the polar opposite of tznius than this shachsin, this chatsin, the balgaiva kairach. What is Kairach got to do? Everything is bashkacha. Kairach ben Yitzar is gimachat tzneilech. So what does one thing have to do with the other? Chazal say in Medrash, Vayikach Kairach mar ro, Kairach cholak al Moshe, he saw parsha par aduma. Oh, now we go, what in the world is par aduma got to do with Kairach rebellion? Al derech what is talish al utcheles, and bayes mal yisfor. One more Medrash. Vayikach Kairach, say Chazal Medrash Rabba, Sheliboy Lochoy. He was taken by his heart. Your heart has taken you. To which the Moshe Rebbe, and Yisro Bracha, and his son, and his grandson, in Reish, all ask the Kasha, every time a person does something, you're taken by your heart. L'chura, when a person does something, he has a machshava, a thought, a desire, and then you... The desire comes to fruition in my. Moreover, later in the pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu says in answer to Kairach, "Bizois teivim ki Hashem shalchani." As lastly, it's called "Ma'isim ha'elak ki loy milibi." With this will be the proof that I'm a shliach of the Eibishter. I haven't done it on my own. Ki loy milibi. And if we know the Torah is very economical with words. If it would have just said that Moshe said, "Bezois teivim ki Hashem shulchan," what ki loy milibi? L'chur, it's superfluous. To understand all of the above, let me just simple kash. Chazal say the Gemara in heaven, "Kol machzik b'machlokes oyver b'lav." Someone who is machzik b'machlokes, whatever. It's a real love. It's an asmachta. Whatever. I'm not getting involved in that whole issue. The person holds a machlokes. He's divisive. he transgresses a negative prohibition in the Torah, Shenema, Valiyya, Kekoyu, Chachadus. The Rebbe once asked, the ear of Kirach, the machlikas of Kirach, is on the fundamental, basic, seminal principles of Yiddishkeit, whether it's Kedushas Aaron, the King Gogol, or even more so, on Torah and Hashemayim, on Moshe and the Svetarosians. So how could you compare, how could you use Kirach as the paradigm to every other small machlikas that two Gaboyim and Shul are fighting with it to give this Gankel, Revi, or Shlishi, right? That becomes connected to that Kirach, who's a machlik is connected to Ma'aron, the Yisoides of all of Yiddishkeit. The Rebbe explains, the Iker of Kirach is not an Aaron, is not, the Iker of Kirach is machlik is itself. Therefore, the Targum says on the words, Vayikach Kirach, the Ispili Kirach. Kirach, his name itself, from the word Korcho, bolding, means division, disharmony, discord. And therefore it's Masim, namely Melech says, the Ispili Kirach is al derech, the second day of creation, Vayavdil Elikim ben Bamayim Lamur. This division between upper waters and lower waters, or Rabbi Bechari and many other sources, Tadirachdor HaFloga, division, disharmony, this piru, this schism, this barrier, this bechitza, is the essence of Kirach. And therefore we know, Rashi brings, on the second day of creation, when there is a division, it doesn't say Kitoiv. Dafka, on the third day, it says Kitoiv Pamoyim, because the third day, first is always one. Hashem Lekev Hashem Achot. Second day, there's a multiplicity, there's a ribui, there's division, there's disharmony, there's something else. The third day, the third Midah, which is Midah Sativ Eres, is to join, is to combine. Valderach, say, in the grand scheme of the world, in the third millennium, the Elef HaShlishi, that's when we have Midah Sativ Eres, that's when you had Makom Torah. What is the essence of Torah? Torah gets rid of the mechitza, this barrier, this chasm between Elyonim and Tachtonim, that from now on, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, El Shemayim comes down to Oretz, and Mimata L'mayla, Tachtonim Yalu L'Elyonim. You could elevate the world from Maisa Mitzvahs to the Eibush. So the idea of three, which is Midas Hatzav Eretz, which is why Matan Torah is all connected to Gemara and Shabbos to Tlisoi. It can be Yachet Tlisoi, Yidei Tlisoi, but et cetera, is all connected to this idea of doing away with this division that was created previously. And that's the idea of Torah, which is Nitna Lasis Shalom Ba'ulam, to make this Shabbos. Who was the one who is the gave us Torah? From Moshe Rabbeinu. Therefore, although Moshe Rabbeinu himself is like a much higher madrega, he's not so involved in the day-to-day shalom in the world. The one who carries out this mandate is Dafka Aaron, his brother, who's the Oyev Shalom, Reidev Shalom, Oyev Sabri, is Makar from the Torah. Over everything that Aaron, the Chayin, all Shish and Riba, Neshamas Yisrael have, comes B'schus Moshe. So although, superficially, the Chitzoni is, who is Kirach, Machlik is division, disharmony, discord. Who is he attacking? Bepoyel, Aaron, the Oyev Shalom, the Oyev Shalom. Or the Pnimius, when you're fighting against Aaron, that expresses it. Who is really Kirach's rebellion against whom? It's Moshe Rabbeinu, who brings Shalom in the world. And therefore, in Sforum, it's a Rabbi Lynch noted in Derech Agav, in the Torah, it says, Leisasimu Korcho. And right afterwards, Lisa's going to do Lysasu Agudis Agudis at the Gemara Yavamas. Division. And therefore, the Panam Yavamas brings that Kirach plus Ra is Gimatria Machlikas. The essence of Kirach, what is his Mahus? Machlikas. And Machlikas is against Machura, Aaron, the Chitzonius, Moshe, the Pnimius, right? Unnati, for we'll soon discuss. What the heck, we'll just add one more word. The Rebbe Lekut Sikha Zecheliches, a beautiful word that even the Kirach the Cholos is Machloikis, the Protius, and forget that's why the name of somebody brings out Kirach, Korcho, division. But the Pnimius, I'm not going to throw up a whole lump of it, but there's three letters in Kirach, each of which represents another perversion, the distortion of the Shoal. Let me try to explain. I've said this many times. This is Kabbalah, this is Haremes. Gemara says, we all know, that this world, Olam Hazeh, Olam Asiyah, was created through which of the 22 letters of the Lashon HaKodesh? Hey. Olam Haba, Yud, this world, Kivukash, Amtrilam, letter Hey. What is unique about Hey? Just imagine in your mind. There's a line on top, a kaf on top. On the right side, it's attached to a line, which goes down. On the left side, there's a small cut, which represents, you could change this in different ways. There's machshava, thought, which is supreme in a person, therefore a man, we say, walks on two, like an animal walks on four. Because the Eibishter made man, that your moyach, your brain, is... Then the moyach, the mind, the intellect, is attached to the second kav on the right, which is dibur. There's three levushim of the neshama, machshava, dibur, and maisa. We hope, please God, that by most people, they're, what's the expression, that you engage your brain before you let your mouth loose. So the kav on the right side, your mouth, dibur, rupamalo, has to be attached to seich. On the left side, there's maisa. Action. It's not good enough to think. It's not good enough to talk the talk. You got to do maisa v'koyel maisa. But there are three possible perversions and mistakes that a person could possibly make. There are those people who deny the necessity for practical action. I'll sit in the chavis and practice some Zen Buddhism, some yoga, sit over there on cross legs, and meditate on my navel for 300 years or whatever. The ikar is, we say, maisu, but maisu ikar. If you get rid of the kav of maisa, so instead of a hey, you get the letter resh. Then there's the opposite, polar opposite mistake. Ikar is maisa, maisa ikar. But I'll do maisa. But my maisa will go down all the way, like, not in accordance to what my seichel or what Torah dictates. I'll get involved in the world, in practical deeds. It's not masa malpi shulchan aruch. Mechadeisa, the ikar is the maisa, who cares about mashal? Then if you take the regal of the hay and you bring it all the way down, like in Kabbalistic Svarim, it speaks about maisa, it's going to be malchus, and malchus regla yartus movis, all the way down. You go too far down, you extend it beyond the kav, you know what you got later? Poof. The ikar of Torah is that you need a hay, you need maisa. Otherwise you get the letter rish. The maisa, the action, has to be al pi shulchan aruch. The ikar is to bring down, but you can't bring it all the way down, and then, so therefore you need always Bali. I've said it many times, you need Bali Torah, people who are alone by Holy Torah, you need Sachars in the world, and you need Bali Esek, the Zvulans in the world, people involved in Ma'isa V'Poyel in Velt. In fact, the majority of Jews were involved in Velt, in action, not just sitting. But the person who's about Esek, the thing, right? I need the Ma'isa V'Poyel, right? But you know what? Me and the chleis, the rav, are all the same. How many times today, about Batin, after ask a rav a shayla, I could also Google, I could look in the Schottenstein, I got the Talmud Chacham, I have everything today translated in English. That's when the Olam HaMaisa considers himself totally attached to the regel, the kav of Machshova, and then you get the letter Ches. And these are three possible distortions of the letter hey, which is the relationship of machshava, dibur, and maisa. In other words, which means the world of the spiritual, the ethereal, the intellectual, and the world of the practical, of maisa, gashmus. That's how it is, but protius, as we realize. Aber bechlos, there's a word in all the sforim, with a general kav. In Koyrach, generally, he denied the supremacy of Ma'isa V'Poyel, of practical mitzvahs. And therefore, the whole arich is a bit, right? The Chamra Tov therefore says, if you look at it really, it's really not a machlokes on Aaron, as I said before, or even deeper machlokes against Moshe. It's a machlokes against the Eibishter, against the Almighty. And therefore the Pasuk says, Hanoyadim al. I'll tell you a story. I was once, many years ago, I was a Bachar Tishiva, and it was before Pesach, and they asked me to go to the Kennedy Airport, it was late at night, to give out matzahs, kazaisim matzahs, two kazaisim per person to people going on an LL flight there. So all Yidin, a lot of them are not not yet totally Shomer Torah mitzvahs or whatever, they don't put up in a tamsul yet. So, came a bochur, sitting there talking to a girl. Never forget, it's not an indelible impression. Right, with one of these slanty hats up in Torah type person, right, with this hat like so slanty that as Mendel would have someone said, someone's going to fall off his head completely. Right? And it gives me, stop criticizing. Why are you only giving two kazaisim in the three matzah? I can't. And then he says, b'chal, what's the purpose of giving people to eat kazaisim matzah? The ikar is amunah, speak to them about amunah. And after he gives me his telling off, I don't have time to whatever, he goes back to talk to this negeva. Whether it's his sister or his kala, I don't know, basically, whatever. Right? After I finished, all the people went on the flight, went over to Mizil, whatever. And I said to him, right, I got the whole theological discussion. And the Maisi is someone who denies the applicability, the importance, the supremacy of Maisis Bepoyu, even a Kazayis Matzah, the Elah Seder, Akron Beraisa. Snapshots Feltim Kava Maisa. The Etzem is Hanoyadim Hashem's Feltim and really Emuna in the Rebbeinu Shalom. Because by the Rebbeinu Shalom, the difference between Chachma and Maisa. Right? By the Eibishter is Kulam b'chachma asisa, chachma and asisa is one and the same. The Eibishter doesn't need not your kiveger and not your maisa b'poil. By the Eibishter is all one and the same. In other words, there's something lacking in your emuna in the Eibishter if you don't appreciate the value of mitzvahs maisis, as we'll discuss. In other words, and that be'emes, it says in Sforim HaKadoshim, is the yesod for all apikursus and midas in the world. Where does Avodah Zorah come from? When people say, Ozav Hashem HaSorts. As that Eibishter who's so lofty, and as we discussed, meant Ramal Kol Goyim Hashem, he doesn't have Mashkiach B'tachtoinim in the physical, he doesn't value physical, practical actions in this world of Eilam HaSim. And that's why it's hinted, says the Chamra Tova from the Barn of Erov, from Geza, from Rapshitz, from Jacob. He says, "Ispali Kairach." If you divide Kairach 308, you get the gematria of the word Hashem Alikeinu Hashem. Whereas he puts it, Kairach Rashi's Kairach Lokach as Atzmi Letzad Echad, or Lashon Hamedrash Letzad Acher, that he was Nechlak Mitoicho Edom. So he teaches the Baran of Rav teaches Kairach Tainin that the Eibishter is Nechlak Mitoicho Edom. That there's the Eibishter is Nachashgiach down here with Tachtoyim. And that's why, that's a taina of Amalek, Imachin Sofik, Hayesh Hashem Bikir Beinu Imoyim. And therefore he says, the Rosh HaTevis, that they should take, right? Zois Asu. Asu starts with a Ayin. Kechul Lachem Machtois is Rosh HaTevis Amalek. Because the Sheirish of the Chet of Kairach, the Dakos, is the same Aveira of Amalek who divides between heaven and earth. And therefore, it's inside the Mesira, two times you find the word Hachatoyim. It says over here, by Hachatoyim Ha'ela V'naf Shoyzom. And by Amalek, it says in Shmuel, Leich Mikises Hachatoyim Es Amalek. Same idea. And the lesson to be learned is, by the Eibishter, there's no difference between Elyoyim and Tachtoyim. And therefore, I understand why the Pshat Yoyer says in Reino Eidus, that Koyrach plus Yitzhar plus Kahal, Zugimachir Shmai Yisoh Hashem Elkein Hashem Bechot. The same Eibishter, whether it's Maila Menatavik in Teva, whether it's in Seichel, whether it's in a Black Gemara, whether it's in Maisa B'Poyim. And therefore I understand, I think like Beremes, I'll explain what it means. Yankiv prayed, Be'ekolam Altecha Kivoidi, right? And he says, Kirach, Yitzur, Gehos, Levi, and Yaakov is Gimatria Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus Yudhul Mvoid. If Yankiv would have been there, it would have been Yichud V'tato Baruch Shem, right? And therefore he said, Al Teichar Kivoidi, which connected to Kvavit Baruch Shem Kvei Malchus. And he also brings Kvirach Ben Yitzhar Ben Kahas Ben Levi is Gimatria Baruch Shem Malchus Yudhul Mvoid. Missing which words? Kvavit. Which Yankiv said, Al Teichar, what does that mean? I'll explain to you how Rav Michael Zilber explains. It's a gene. Beautiful explanation. Yidin are called, the Jewish people are called Yisrael. Everyone knows the word Yisrael, says in the Sforim, is an amalgam of two words. Shir Kel, the song of Hashem. When does a person sing a song? When your heart is overflowing, when you're filling. Song is a gedder of ispashtus, of spreading out. And the yid, there's the keil, the etzem of yid, the imish of the neshama, the chelak kamimah. And then there's the idea of spreading out that inner kedusha, the elikus, that ruchni is into shir. And you find by the malach of Esav, when Yankov vanquishes him, shalcheini ki ola shachar, then my time has come to sing shir. Right? Shir is when you spread out lamerchov outside of your narrow boundaries. Right? And the emnis is, why was Kiryat the Pnimius named after Alufi Esav? Because as I said countless times, every drush of Parash told us, the original division was that Yankov would deal with Ruchnius, he'd be the Ishtamish Vaholim, the Yisachar, and Esav would have been the Zvul. And there would have supported mutually a symbiotic relationship between the two, and that would have been Shlemus. And Yankov, but Esav wasn't ready. So there was Nitzutzim of El Hazer given over to the Chelik of Esav, which therefore Yankov had to now inherit, and therefore he became Yisroel, Shir Kael, both in Yom. Right? And therefore, I explained many times, Rabbi Nadi Shor, Rashi used to always say, when Yankov Avinu told his father to get the brachas, the physical gashmitzik of brachas, he said, Anuichi Esav b'chorech. How did Yankov Yishu emet? He now inherited the name, the shlichus of Esav in this world to be mevar. What do we know about Korach? Even in Yiddish colloquially, we say the Reich wie Korach. Korach was a multi zillionaire, right? So his avodah was to be mevar these nitzutzis in mat, and therefore that which was part of the avodah of the Alufe Esav was now inherited by Korach, right? Which is this Korach of his scabs, right? Where did, but he didn't want to. The idea of Baruch Shem Kivoyed Malchusei, which the covet means it's expressed abroad, outside, that Kayach refused to take. So Yankov takes out his name from Malchus Kivoyedi. Where was it expressed? Where are you connecting Kayach to Yankov? Dafka Allah Ducham, which is the Indian of Shir. In other words, Kayach is very interesting. The Darren English Dafka says, Kayach is the same. Gematria has the words korif. A vav and a bay, zaches. Are you with me? Korif, close. The oisi is korif, scramble then and you get the word roch. Korif thought that he's a korif. It's close to the Hebrew, to give us a likit. But MS, he's what? Yeah, what do you mean? He's sitting, he's korif, he's minoisi oren. He's a tandik atomri yifroch. He's involved in spirituality, right? He's 130 years old, according to Chazal. It's kind of some apple kid that just got off the block, right? He's a tifizok, and the fact that he's noisia orin means that according to some, Korach understood the Shara Nun that even Moshe didn't understand. There is an aflog, right? But the emes, because he thought himself to be a korus, and therefore he doesn't have to express himself in Ulam HaMaisa, he's a korus who became a roch. Therefore he's ma'aran whom Aaron, who was a rochoik, who became a korif. When Moshe tells Aaron to do the avoida, Pashmini, travel on his beach, says Rashi, Shvisha Aoya Aaron, bush. He considered himself to be unworthy. The chachnivchart, faker, because you consider yourself a rochoik, therefore you became a korif. Just the ach, mandi yu zoyer ira. That's what's awesome. Now I understand why I said before, Psalm Piladika Gimatria, that Kirach ben Yitzer is Gimatria Hatzneelechus. Kirach, I said many times, it's not a whole schmooze, right? I said in previous years, scramble as Kirach, get the word Chikir. He was one of these rabbi doctor types, one of these philosopher types, right? In the world, cerebral, intellectual, right? Oilam HaMaisa, practical mitzvah, right? Therefore, he believes, if you believe that there's a division between the spiritual and the physical, between heaven and earth, it's good enough to serve the Eibishter with my heart, serious. And therefore, it ties ki kola eida kulam kidoishim ubesoichem Hashem in Hartzim. I don't know what they call a cardiac Jew, right? A cerebral Jew, right? Besoichem Hashem, right? And therefore, the fact that you Moshe Aaron, you do the avoida b'frahesia. Right, the tzaddik has to set this for him. The tzaddik has to be oved Hashem b'seisa u'bagol. That help me. It's enough to do everything in the mind, in the privacy. Therefore, that's neileches, right? And therefore, he fakeret. My wife had an elder zayin, a big tzaddik called Rabbi Yitzchok Vurgin. He once, a big his friends were all the tzaddikim, and he was he went to Warsaw once, and he was in Yoni Akhal. So he was staying at a hotel in Warsaw. So someone relates him, the maskilim, they daub all kinds of tinies against him on his wall, on the door of his hotel room. So the mashbak, the gabbai, like, was not mashallah. So Rabbi Zevurka saw them, he smiled, he said, we have a kabbalah from tzaddikim, that people are misnagit to tzaddikim, pumped in the middle that they excel at. So Aaron was mamish and oyvin eved Hashem completely, and what do people think? The Leitzin, fakir, he's the balgaiba, but do it, it's not so gal Hashem. Because Aaron did things openly also, shemul tiferes, right? And koyrach hayin ratznei leches. And says that there is Yeshua of Najikrit, Alderach did lefizai, I understand the famous Mitzvah. Three times you have the word v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma. Then the Pasuk says, v'nishma piska mamelech, v'nishma koyloi bevoy alakadosh. What's the connection? So he says, why is it, says the Jikvar, that a person has to be Oyver Hashem, not only b'seisir, but also b'golim? He deals with it on one level, but it's true on every level. I've often said the pshat, all this foreign ring, the Pasuk says, ha'nestorois v'Hashem al-Gin, v'anigulis l'orol ring. Sometimes a person wants to do a chesed a mitzvah. So he tainet ich ben ha'tznei leches. With the Eibishter is my audience, I don't need people's applause, I don't need their accolade, I don't need their approbation, I serve the Eibishter. Nevertheless, say this forum, there are times where a person, when you learn, don't learn in the privacy of your home, learn a besmedish. You do a chesed, schlep your son along. Why? Because the nistara is that which you do secretly, privately, is between you and the Eibishter. And it starts, Abraham Nikolais. If you want to transmit the legacy of Yiddishkeit, as this long rule of a name, if your kid sees they have a chesed in the house, and not everything is pumped up in your heart, which gives the person a heart attack, then you transfer it to the next generation. Where did Koyrach go wrong? The Rechuna Halperin, the Ketav Baruch says, you know what Koyrach went wrong? Rashi says, Eino Yidios. His eye went go astray, because he saw a Shalsheles coming. Shmuel Hanovi, of whom it says, Moshe Aaron, the Choyana, Shmuel Koyrach, Shokol Gnege Moshe Aaron. So if you tiny the things that have been Nigla, because Lono Levanein name, I see that I'm having an Eino Shmuel. It's a Chnishtazot. Where did he go wrong? Because Shmuel is Mesiach is not the Koyrach, but the Bnei Koyrach within Shuvah for the fathers of it. And realize that he has to do mitzvahs, not only B'seisah, but also B'goli, B'freyasah. And that's the Mesiah. Why is he Nasa V'nishma? Because V'nishma Piskam HaMelech B'chol Malchus. That people should hear the Piskam HaMelech of Melech Malchim Lochem. V'chol Anoshim Yitnu Yikor L'Baleid. That Knesset Yisrael, Mesham Yisrael, give COVID to the Amish to his Baal of the Maternism. Therefore, okay, I've got time to fall. The idea that's connected to Paraduma. Paraduma, he explains, the Iker sin of the majority of Kal Yisrael was in their hearts. And by Avodah Zorah, we have a principle that Machshava is Choshev Kemaisa. The Matfoyus is based Yisrael, believe on, as the Gemara says, in Kedushin. Therefore, Avodah Zorah, also in Sarah Kedusha. Once I see Paraduma, which is Tavya Eim, V'tikon of Tzayas V'noah, it's good enough, and I say to him also in the heart. Says the Moshe Tzareba, that's Patan Posse. The Brosha says, Sholem Yili, why? Matzir, ki b'shvirus, libi eilich. I'll be eating hearts. I'm just as good a Jew as you, I'm in heart. L'matzvuyus harov es atzmeya, says the Pasuk, l'yuyva Hashem slich. Why? Because the Rambam writes in Meir Nevuchim, the whole tachlis of Torah mitzvah is a tikkun for the neshama, plus a tikkun for the guf. You need both. Therefore the Pasuk says, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, it's not good enough to love, you have to engage your hands, action. And therefore the person says, says the Pasuk, give me an example, if you're thirsty, is it good enough to have a tzimoy, a thirst, a craving, or you got to drink the poison? Right? Things like, therefore, that's why tzitzis, right? It's not good enough. Say all this for him. They have a talish, a kulvi, tchelis, and tchelis is doim el yam, and yam is doim el rakia, and rakia is doim el akiz yakov, and alamayis. V'asu lahem tzitzis. You need to do a maizah, tasev aloyim in a osui. Right? And that's the budget of Taichin's voice, a surah, achre levavchem, don't go astray, thinking that all of Yiddishkeit is a matter of what? Heart. Remember this word said Yeshua Yankiv in his commentary on Hilchos Tzitzis. That's also the connection between love and tchelis. Lovan represents Maisa, Tchelis represents Seichel, Ruchnius, etc., right? Aber the Gemara in Menachah says the Oynish of Lovan is greater than the Oynish of Tchelis. Iker is Yit Toil Mamish. The Vilna Gaon famously says, remember when Achashverosh made a Suda? So it says in Pasuk, Varsia, Kadot. So the Gemara in Megillah, Daphne Bey says, what kind of Kadot? Kadot, Kadot. A Jewish way is the Achila is always Merubah Mishti. Achila means Maisa Toil, Halacha Maisa, Shia means Yenish of Torah, understanding the depth, the Soydas of Torah. You always need the Iker Wat, Achila should be Merubah. So the Vilna Gaon says, the Achila should be Merubah Mishti. Right? So Kerech is an oismorph, right? But Kerech, no, what happened? Say this for him, actually. I've said this many times. There's a capital till in Mizmer Shir L'Yoyim HaShabbos, which has out that L'Yoyim Shekul L'Shabbos L'Osim Lov. And Mizmer Shir ends with one of the last psukim is Tzadi Katomer Yifrach Sofi the Tikkun. When will Kerech have a Tikkun? When Taka the Iku will be Machshova and the Ruchni is the way things are in Ilmis L'Yoyim, when Mashiach comes. With that, I understand why it's brought in this morning that Yer Chayim Sha'ul is Gimachi Mashiach Eliyahu. When Mashiach will come, yeah, whatever. The gate in the good. The Iker in the good is the Iker in this world, Bepoil, the Iker is Mitzvah Bepoil. When Mashiach comes, that's why the Talmud says, Nagdom, the word Mitzvah, as everyone knows, is connected in God, Hashem's name, Yudke Vovke. The Yud and K in Atbash is Mem and Tzadik. So Mem and Tzadik and Vovke is Mitzvah. Why is it Psazoi Mem and Atbash? Because in this world, it explains the Talmud, the way things are in this world is not always Mechuvin, Misatzel, in a way that's Masim Turuchnis. When Mashiach will come, therefore, that's not the way it's Atbash, it's upside down, it's in a different Seder. When Mashiach will come, we'll be able to fulfill mitzvahs, that's what the Gemara says in Nidr, Daf Samach Beis, that mitzvahs betelus, l'osad lovei, then we'll do the mitzvahs like it is in Ruchnis Hanyon. And that's what all this forum say. It's brought the name of Yosef of the Spinker. Rashi starts off Parsha, Parsha Zu Yofen the Dreshes, the Medrash Rabbi Talchum. Yofen the Dreshes. Everyone had the Taz. Taz asked the Kasha, the Gemara says, the Erevin, I remember Shmu Zu Yofen, Shmu Zu Eine Yofen, is Ma'abir Hoyne Shotel. Right? Parsha Zu Yofen, famous word, you've heard this 100 times. They bring from the Rapshitzer, when it was the Batchen, he said the Chasen Kala, the Shidduch Zu Oyle Yofen. Because in this world, there's Yeh, there's Havaya, and Adma. Where Hashem's name is Be'etzem, and the way it's Malchus Mepil Mash. That's 65 and 26 is 91. When Mashiach will come, there'll be the Geula, Chayim Adrega, Bayeim Lahu, said the Arizal, Yiyah. Instead of Yudkei Vavke, it'll be Yudkei. Yudkei. So instead of 91, it'll be 95, which is Gimatria Yofer, which others from Aram keep as in the Medesh of Rabbi Tanchumu, when the Eberstu will send the Chumim from Yisrael, which is the idea in some, the Jikover bringer, where the Jikover brings Sela, Amen Sela. Amen is 91, or Brasela is eternity, that's going to get 95. Kirach had Givaldige dreams, he was a of the way things will be, L'asid Lovah. Yofen Idreshes. By the way, how many psukim are there in Parshas Kirach? 95. And what is the simon to remember? Daniel, 95. You with me? That's the way it is. Over Ochel Paga, as the expression, he did things prematurely, and therefore I understand also why Korach was rebelled against Moshe's leadership, because when Mashiach comes, the Pasuk said, Yeshayah v'leilamdu ish esre'eh. By the way, Korach, uf reish ches, the middle is gimachi leilamdu ish esre'eh, right? And who will Mashiach come to teach Torah to? Elav Goyim Yidroishu, says the Pasuk. The Goyim will learn from Mashiach. Yid, the Gemara says in Tainus, the Oser HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasa is Mochel the Tzadikim, in a Mochel, in a dance, in a circle, everyone's equal. That's what we mean by Klal Yisrael, right? Therefore, that's an Adrega of Kul Eidah Kulam Kedoshim, of the Oser Lovi. In this world, Moshe answers, Boiker V'yoyid HaShem, Gvul Eisav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the difference between Laila, darkness, Golos, and the Oser Lovi, and you're shooting over this. So what was Korach Ma'ar on? Mitzvah Maisis. He understood that we all heard and see that we heard Anuichi. But the idea of Torah, the Poyel, the Tarfresh al Mitzvah is practically that he was not accepted. Okay, now we can begin the show. I now begin to understand, what is this Mizbeachak, this K'toyres, that becomes the central feature of the Chomo between Aaron and What do we know of this Midrash? We know, I've not time to elaborate, it's a Midrash Tatcha, it's a Kliyokor, it's a the Berin Rebels, the Pichas Friedman. The Kuda is, I've not time to elaborate, unfortunately, that there were two altars, two Mizbechus in the Beis HaMikdash. The Mizbeach HaChitzoimi, the external, and the Mizbeach HaPnimi. On the Mizbeach HaChitzoimi, Mizbeach HaChoshes, which is basically Mizbeach HaDoma, you brought up korbanos. What korbanos did you bring on the Mizbeach HaPnimi? Come on, no. The only Ikra Avoida was Mizbeach HaKoyot. That's what it's for. What's the idea of the difference between Mizbeach HaKoyot, between korbanos and Keteros? Mizbeach HaChitzoimi, Rabbi, that's something external. So the Kliyoka already said, and the Medrash said before that, and there's 100 Ramos, but I have no time to elaborate, I see. That represents the avoida of a Jew with the tikkun haguf. Odom ki yakriv, a person that has nefesh habamis, whether it's a kshar, a keves, an eis, whatever type of animal soul you have within you, and you makriv it to the Eibishter, odom, you konkoriv to the Eibishter, you sacrifice to your animal instincts, that's the avoida haguf. The avoida of kitoires, v'loshen is kashrus, is the kashrus of what? Not the guf, but the avoida of the nesham. In the Seder HaAvoida, Bashar Davin, you see this, before you come to the Avoida of the Keteris, the Avoida of the Neshama, you first have to have the Avoida of the Tomid. After the Tomid comes the Keteris. Right? You can't come to the inner Avoida of the Neshama unless you have the Maisa Lepoil, the Avoida of the Guf. That's massive to what Rav Chaim HaKadosh points out, that afterwards there's a magefa, for the Eibishter tells Moshe and Aaron, he bought them to the Eidah Zois, and you plop Pneim, and what do they say? Kael Elikei HaRuchois, the Cholbosser. Where does the Cholbosser come from? Says the Rav Chaim HaKadosh, no time, look at it yourself, the Iker that Moshe wanted Meratzah, Racham Rabin, to Rav Yisrael, was the Eibishter's biggest nachas comes from Eden, not from Malach Mosrach Moifanim, not from the Shomis, no Yitzhar Neshomis, the opposite of Kairach, who is Chatoyim Eila, the Nafshoizim. They are going to was Nefesh. And if I had the time, I would elaborate. Maybe next week I'll continue. I'll find some connection to Chukas. But therefore, you find two in Yonim and Avoyde Satfil. And Avoyde Satfil, normally we say, Shalom Farmers Hoseinu, Tfil is connected. Karbonish, Tikhtam, Tikhmar, Sadh, Brochus. We associate Kamakal Lochus. Meidach, there's a connection between Avoyde Satfil and Keteris. How do I know? David HaMelech said until him, Tikin Tfilasi Keteris Lefonech. I'm not trying to elaborate, but I can tell you 101 Afghemilas Lalach. I'll give you an example. You ever go to certain shuls where they daven Mincha very late, it's after Shkia? And everyone goes crazy because there's a famous Rabbi in the Yoyim, which the Pashto seems to say, like, I'm not trying to elaborate, maybe I'll go with next week, whatever. That after Shkia HaRishoyno, right? Shkia Zachamo, right? Is dam of the Talmud, it's called Mincha, is Nifsel. So even if you hold Keshitas Rabbeinu Tam, that even after Shkiyas Achamo is mamish mamish yoyim for another mahalach gimel rul gimel gimel mahalach emil of Erevia, right? Aber von deswegen korb mincha, you know what the David, because mincha is after Shkiyas, the David is this. And the way the ganze, I'm not going through the whole, all the various sheets. So one of the answers, I'm not trying to ask a competent Orthodox rabbi, I just deal with theory. But one of the terutim of Beit HaMagen Avraham brings you Shalmi, that Tfilas Mincha, right, is not only connected to Tomit, it's connected to Tirs. And if I had the time, which I don't, I would elaborate how there's so many in Yonim and Avoidas HaTfila, which are also connected to Avoidas of the Shalmi, the Avoidas of Tirs. In other words, and this is massive to that which I said many times before, that the two Bechinas in Tfila, this Tfila as Bepashtus and Aloha Bakoshus Rachamim, physical needs, and there's also tefillah as a avoidus of the neshama, as the Rebbe says, the neshama is speaking when you die. Right? And there's so many in Yonim and tefillah, therefore tefillah tzaddikim is compared to the Torahs, tefillah besimchus can compare to the Torahs, tefillah betzibur is compared to the Torahs. There's so many in Yonim and Torahs connected to our tefillah. But the vort is that the Gael Yonenu, when a person davens, you learn that a person needs machshava, a person needs dibur, and a person needs ma'isa. Now, void is the tikkun of the guf, the tikkun of the neshama, which is the zbeach hachitzin, and the zbeach hapnimi, the void of karbonis, and the void of kteris. You need both together, you get the chibur of guf and neshama, which is gematria pedus, as I've said many, many times. And therefore, by learning the right lesson, to attach itself to the hay, not the kuf, not the resh, not the ches, right? you makir David of Keturis, HaKeturis says the Bajan Rov, is Gimatria 10 times Chesed, 7 HaKeturis, 720, and therefore we're Zoycha that today it is Chosh Chodesh, Tammuz is Gimatria, Melech HaMashiach, the Mashkiach says, Shabbos Kirach is Gimatria, Adri Yivne Beisoy Bekor.
Amen.